Sports Radio. Hey, we're back here at Avenality High School as we get set for the second half. The Evergreens leading 29-26. And it looks like it will be Riley Peterson, Chris Cornish, Nick Sirikowski, Kyle Kurtenbach. And who else is out there? Grant Van Grinsven. So the starting five are back on the floor for the Evergreens. Menominee will have the basketball to begin the second half. First half was pretty well played on both sides. See if that continues here. This is Luke Stanley. He's the guy to think about a watch for and not let go off. He's out on the perimeter here to drive down the lane. That's got to be a travel. They let him get away with it. The ball grabbed underneath, and now we get a whistle and a foul before the shot. Man, that should have been a travel before that on the drive in. Instead, they're going to get a foul on the Evergreens. That's going to go against Van Grinsven. Second foul on Van Grinsven. But now he inbounds it. No look pass, and they get a layup. No look pass gets a layup for Nate Stanley. 29-28, one-point game. And Everest will bring it ahead, but now he's going to drop back into half-court defense here. Sirikowski's got it. They're playing man-to-man. Sirikowski set off to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach goes baseline. That's cut off. He backs it out. Kicks it back outside. Van Grinsven with it. Peterson left wing. He goes baseline. The help defense comes. He's got to kick it back out. They spin it around to Sirikowski. Sirikowski wants to drive. That's cut off. Good defense by Menominee. Good, strong man-to-man defense. Not giving Everest the baseline. Helping now a three ball from out on top by Peterson. That's off the mark. And a loose ball on the floor. Still loose. Now we're going to get a jump ball called. And it will be Everest basketball on the possession arrow. So they will inbound inside. Court Van Grinsven will key the inbound pass. And gets it into Sirikowski. He's going to launch a three. It's a little bit short. And the rebound was out of bounds. It was last touch by Menominee. Everest will have it. Sirikowski had a pain in his face that time as he launched the three. And the rebound lost out of bounds by Menominee. So Everest will inbound it again. Sirikowski looks. Gets it into Peterson. Quickly to Van Grinsven. He drives, hangs in the air, splits two defenders. Tough shot. Grant Van Grinsven gets it to go. 31-28. Evergreens again by three. Stanley, top of the key, swings it to Stein. Now down on the baseline. As Hayden Schwartz gets it inside to a cutter up and in. Nate Stanley gets the hoop. He's got two baskets here in the corner. 1 point game once again. Everest breaks pressure. Sirikowski to Van Grinsven. Bounce pass is knocked away. Kick the ball. And Grinsven might have got away with a travel there as they were attacking the basket. Everest will keep it. They'll inbound it. Sirikowski will send it in. Looking. Gets it into Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach. Out on top. Now back to Sirikowski. Kurtenbach with it. They spin it left wing. Looking inside for Peterson. Trying to post him up. Instead, they take it back outside and will reset. Sirikowski slices down the lane, loses the handle on it, turns it over. Here comes Menominee back the other way. They want to attack. Now they'll slow it down. Everest got back on defense. Bounce pass inside, knocked away for a moment. Bounces right to one of the Menominee players. That's Luke Stanley up and in. They're 3-for-3 here in the corner. They've taken their first lead of the game, 32-31. Comes Everest back the other way. Bounce pass inside. They'll get a layup on the other end. Nice pass. Gets Kurtenbach a layup. And it's 33-32, Evergreens again by one. Luke Stanley on the dribble for Menominee out near the center circle. Gives it off to Nate Stanley. Hands it off to Stewart. Stewart gets a screen, bullet pass inside, pass up and in. Nate Stanley gets another hoop. He got three underneath. Stewart found him with a nice pass. And they get another layup. Bounce pass ahead. Sirikowski hits the cutter. And once again, that's Kurtenbach. And another layup on the other end, 35-34. Menominee back the other way. Teams trading baskets here in transition. pull-up jump shot by Stanley. Back bracket, no good. The long rebound grabbed by Chris Cornish. And back the other way come the Evergreens. Into the front court. Dan Grinsman down on the corner, bounce pass inside. Kurtmark shoots high off the glass. No, Stewart with the rebound. A little too high off the glass that time. Stewart brings it back the other way. Foreman Omni, left wing. Nate Stanley. Stanley on the dribble. Backs it out. Still on the dribble. Now hands it off to Stewart. Rich Stewart. Kicks it outside. Hayden Schwartz. Nate Stanley wants to operate. Into the paint, kicks it back outside. Luke Stanley thought about the three, gets a screen. Here's Scott. He'll launch a three. That's going to be off the mark. Long rebound, though. Grab by Manali. Here's a shot put up on the baseline. That's no good. Another offensive rebound. There's a block, and they're going to call a foul. Schwartz missed the shot, and Stye got the rebound. They called a foul from behind. That's going to be a curtain mark. That's his second. First foul shot is up and in for Stye, and we are tied at 35. Kurtenbach's going to take a seat. Jake Gabert gets back in for Everest. Stephen Weir in the game as well for the Evergreens. Second foul shot coming for Stye off the front rim. No good. Oh, man, it'll be a loose ball foul. It'll let him play out. Everest grabs the rebound. Into the front court come the Evergreens. Van Grinsven gets it to Weir. Weir looks for a cutter. Not there. They spin it around. Peterson. Right wing. Van Grinsven out on top. Gabert. Here's Peterson open for three. Passed it up. And now a hand check foul is going to be called on Manality. And that's going to be called on Nate Stanley. That'll be his third. Third foul on Nate Stanley. He's got 6 points here in the quarter and nine in the game. Everest involved it. Peterson. Gets it to Van Grinsven in the lane, hangs in the air, shoots up and in. Grant Van Grinsven with a guy hanging all over him, puts it up and in with the right hand. Now quickly back the other way, in transition, Everett taking it back on defense. Pull all over, I burned him. Beat him down the floor and got a layup for his trouble. We're tied at 37. Run the floor, and if you're a good point guard, you'll get those guys the ball. That time they did, Oval got a layup. Everett nearly threw it away. Pass inside, shot put up, no foul. And Cornish will go to the line to shoot a pair here. Everest basketball is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. First foul shot for Cornish is off the front of the rim, no good. Second foul shot coming. Another flat shot that's short again. Didn't get much arc on those unless them both short. But now we get to the front court with it. Nate Stanley on the dribble. The sophomore directing traffic. Weir comes out to play him. Weir giving away some height advantage, disadvantage there. Stye, back to Stanley, back to Stye. Mitch Stye on the dribble. 2:33 to play here, third quarter. Tied at 37. Stanley outside the arc. Right corner, now they swing it around the perimeter again. There's a travel out on top. Side travel with the basketball. That's Phenomenal's first turnover. 2:24 to play here in the third quarter, and that's the first turnover on the Mustangs. Everest only has two. This may be a record for the fewest amount of turnovers in a game if it continues like this. Everest with it, Cornish in the corner. Weir was open for three, and now he traveled with the basketball. Instead of taking the three, decided to drive and drag the pivot foot. Kurtenbach's going to check back in. Sierakowski's going to get back in as well. Peterson and Cornish will take a breather. 2:10 to play, third quarter. Still tied at 37, the nominee with the basketball. And they walk it into the front court. Colton Tarter back in the game, feeds it inside, turns, shoots up and in, a little half hook with the left hand for Nate Stanley. He's got 8 in the quarter, 11 in the game. The sophomore leading the way here for Menominee. They lead it 39-37. Sierakowski hits the screen, passes off. Van Grinsven kicks it to the corner, Weir for three, off the back bracket, no good. Amadali with the rebound. Not feeling it tonight. He's 1 for 3 from three-point range. Not like the other guy where he had 21 against Wisconsin Rapids. At least not yet. But you know, he'll keep shooting from out there. That's his game. Bottom threes. Down in the corner, here's another shot up and in. That's a long two ball put up and in by Oval from the corner. And it's a four-point advantage. Largest lead of the night so far for Menominee, 41-37. As we go down to 1:05 to play third quarter. Kurtenbach with it. Weir outside the arc. Van Grinsven. He drives in. Slips two defenders again. Puts up a tough shot off the glass. No. And the rebound grabbed by Menominee. They want to hurry it ahead down the lane. Luke Stanley backs it out to Nate Stanley, and they'll reset. 37 seconds. Let's see if they play for one here. A low ball with it. High post at the elbow to Nate Stanley. Outside to Luke Stanley. 26.4 remaining in the quarter. High post at the elbow again. They just play catch with it. Little triangle. Now they'll play for one. 14 seconds. Oval with it. Now Luke Stanley. They're going to let him operate with the ball with 8 seconds to play. Now they get it to Oval. He gets a screen, drives in, throws up a runner. No, the rebound grabbed by Everest. They kick it out weird from three-quarter court. That's going to be short. And the quarter comes to an end. So 3 quarters in the books, and now Menominee has the lead here at the end of three. They lead it by 4, 41-37. Back in a moment, you're listening to Everest Boys Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at Menominee as we go to the fourth quarter. Don't forget still to come to Mount Everest Hockey. Chris Conley on the call. DC Everest and Final Act, St. Mary Springs from Antigo. We'll have that game in its entirety when we're done here. Evergreen's trailing now by 4 as we begin the fourth quarter. Menominee has the basketball. Top of the key with Luke Stanley. Now outside, this is Mitch Stye on the dribble. Everest has Peterson and Weir, Sierakowski, Kurtenbach, and Cornish out there right now. Here's a drive by Luke Stanley. A little scoop up with the left hand, all off the glass, up and in. Stanley has 13 on the night. That's Luke Stanley has 13. Nate Stanley has 11. Now Sierakowski double team, ball knocked away. Sierakowski got knocked down. They let him play on. Kurtenbach puts it up, missed the shot. And now a whistle, and we're going to get a offensive or a loose ball foul called on Kurtenbach. Man, bodies flying all over the place. There probably should have been 2 fouls called there. One when Sierakowski got knocked down, and then Kurtenbach probably should have been called for an offensive foul. Instead, they let him play on, and then they call Kurtenbach for a loose ball foul. It's going to be 3 on him. And Menominee will come back the other way. Nate Stanley has it right wing. Sierakowski's guarding him now. Bullet pass inside. Luke Stanley gets fouled, and 2 shots coming. He picked Kurtenbach up in the air. If that's Kyle, that's his 4th. He picked 2 players up in the air, and they came down on top of him. That is going to be the 4th foul on Kyle Kurtenbach. And he'll have to come out of the game here, at least for a little bit. And Luke Stanley at the line, knocks down the first shot. Everest has been in a scoring drought here. They had an 8-point third quarter and have yet to score here in the 4th. Second foul shot coming. Jacob Stroik in the game for the Evergreens. Second foul shot up and in for Luke Stanley. He's having a night. 45-37. All of a sudden, the lead is 8 here for Menominee. Evers needs a basket. Sierkowski, top of the key to Stroik. Now to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven looks inside, nothing. Now, I'll tell you what, Menominee is a very good defensive ball club. They play a very strong man-to-man. Now we're going to get a hand-check foul call on Mo Oval. Menominee fans didn't like that. They move their feet, and they stay in front of their man. And that's the key to good man-to-man defense. Move your feet. Don't use your hands. Oval did there and threw the foul. Riley Peterson with it in the front court. Now Evers gets to Sierkowski. Peterson gets it back. Out on top to Stroik. Van Grinsven wide open for three. Oh, yeah, he knocked it down, and boy, did they need that. Grant Van Grinsven with a three ball, and it's 45-40, a five-point game. Five-point deficit for the Evergreens. And into the front court. Thomas Menominee with it. Oval with it. Gives it off to Schwartz. Schwartz back in the game. He had a big first half with 7 points. Now they kick it, Luke Stanley. Stanley gets a screen from his brother. Drives in, kicks it to the wing to Oval. Oval tries to bounce past it inside. Throws it away. Turns it over. Second turnover of the game. Now Peterson has it in the backcourt for the Evergreen. Each team, actually, Menominee with 2 turnovers. Everest has 3. 5 combined for the 2 teams, and we're in the fourth quarter. Sierkowski with it. Van Grinsven again. Nice move to get free. But they cut off the baseline, so he's got to kick it back outside. Riley Peterson's open for 3. Shot it too hard, though, and the rebound grab by Menominee. Peterson is 0 for 3 from 3-point range tonight. Timeout call by Menominee here with 5:23 to play in the fourth. It's 45-40. Mustangs with the lead. Back in a moment. You're listening to Everest Evergreen Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here in the nominee. 5:23 to play here, fourth quarter. Evergreen's trail at 45-40. Everest coming into the game tonight with a 3-4 overall record. Menominee was 4-3. And they're coming off a win over Hudson last Friday night. Of course, Everest coming off that 4 overtime loss to Wisconsin Rapids last Friday. They led for most of this game. Went down by 8 here in the fourth quarter, but now have cut the deficit to 5. Menominee has the basketball out of the timeout. Everest will have Peterson, Sierkowski, Van Grinsven, Stroik, and Cornish on the floor right now. And Menominee will inbound it to Luke Stanley. The senior will run the point here and get it off to Mo Oval. Oval out on top. Luke Stanley catches. Shoot blocked. Stroik blocked it, and Everest comes back the other way. Stroik went up and blocked that shot from the elbow by Luke Stanley. Sierkowski backdoor cut, caught, and up and in by Cornish. Nice pass by Sierkowski, nice grab by Cornish to get the layup. Now back the other way. It's a 3-point game, 45-42 Menominee. 4:47 to play. Lots of time. Menominee with it. Outside the arc with it. Luke Stanley gets a screen at the free throw line, kicks it right wing. Stuy with it. Now gets it back to Stanley. They're trying to post up Schwartz down low. He and Cornish banging around down there. Pass inside, nearly thrown away, and now it was. Knocked away, and then Evers comes away with it. Each team with 3 turnovers. Peterson in the front court, Van Grinsven. Now out on top, Cornish gives it to Sierkowski. Peterson right wing. Out on top to Stroik, swings it, Van Grinsven. Sierkowski nearly traveled. Sierkowski into the paint, kicks it over. Pass was behind Stroik. He hit it. He was open, couldn't shoot the ball. I had to corral it first. Here's a drive to the elbow, kicking it out. Peterson's going to launch a three. Rims out no good, and the rebound grab by Menominee. Peterson got an open look, and he is still 0 for 4 now from three-point range. Menominee back the other way. In the corner with it is Nate Stanley. The sophomore drills it back out on top. 3:41 to play. Menominee by three. They look inside. It's not there. Swinging around the perimeter. Evers playing man-to-man. Flip pass inside. Shot put up off the glass. Up and in. Mitch Stye gets the hoop. The defender was there, but he didn't want to commit a foul, and so he shot over the top of him. And once again, a five-point game, 47-42. Kierkowski bounces it in the corner to Stroik. Beats over the top corner, she'll get another layup. Nice feed from Stroik. Kierkowski started that one, got it to Stroik, who fed over the top to Cornish, who gets the layup. Cornish has 11 tonight, and now going down hard with the ball. And now we're getting a whistle and a timeout called by Menominee. Mo Ubal lost his balance and went down a lot. Hit a slippery spot and went down, but he was able to get the ball to one of his teammates. Menominee called a timeout. We'll keep it right here. And remind you that Everest Basketball tonight is brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. 2:59 to play here in regulation. It's a three-point game, 47-44, Menominee with the lead. Cornish leads. Actually, Van Grinsven leads with 12 points. Cornish has 11. Phenomenally led by Luke Stanley. He has 15. Phenomenally will have the basketball out of the timeout here. And they look to get it in and wheel it to the backcourt to Mitch Stye, who will bring it ahead. Stye on the dribble. Weir in the game guarding him. He gets it back, now gives it to Stewart. They swing it over. Colton's harder in the game. Here's Stanley. Catch and shoot. Three. Down to the key. No. Weir goes over the top. Ball knocked away, but a loose ball foul called on the Evergreen, or called on the Menominee. And it's a non-shooting foul, so universal inbound. It's Luke Stanley missed an open three from the top of the key. Weir got the rebound and got fouled. Foul was called on Nate Stanley, and that's four on him. He takes a seat. That's one good player off the floor. Now backdoor cut. They get it shot blocked from behind. Good block. Evers able to grab control of it. Can they control it? They will. Kierkowski on the baseline. Feeds a cutter. That's Cornish. Left it short again. Cornish got blocked the first time. He left that one short. And Menominee with the rebound back the other way. They missed an opportunity there. Mustangs with it. Give it off to Luke Stanley, drives baseline, hangs in the air, puts it up and in. Just a good, strong drive on the baseline. Luke Stanley gets the layup. Everest wants a timeout. 2:04 to play. Evergreen's down 5, 49-44. Back in a moment. You're listening to Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Menominee, where the Evergreen's trailing now by 5, 49-44, 2:04 to play in this one, or at least in regulation. Evergreen's, of course, playing a four-overtime game on Friday night. They're going to hope to get it to overtime here or try to win it at the end. Riley Peterson's going to go back into the game here for the Evergreens. Peterson, Sirikowski, Kurtenbach, Weir, and Cornish. So we will have Evers with the basketball. Corey Heckel is having a conversation with Grant Van Grinsven. He took him out of the game. They had a little confrontation there during that timeout. And Van Grinsven is on the bench now. He's been playing pretty well tonight, but something was said there, so he is out, and Peterson is back. He had a minute 48 to play. Weir with it outside the arc. They swing it around now. Jerkowski between the circles. Now it's Weir. Giving it off to Peterson. Jerkowski left wing down low. Cornish. Pops up, dribbles once, kicks it out. Weir for three from the corner again. Steven Weir for three. And boy, I never seen that. Cornish might have got away with a travel inside as he was double-teaming. He was able to get Weir the ball, and he knocks down the three from the corner, 49-47. It's a two-point game. Menominee with it, now Luke Stanley. He's given the guy that they have been unable to stop, and now we're going to get a timeout called by Menominee. They want to set up a play here with a minute eight to play. We'll keep it right here. And remind you once again that Everest Basketball is brought to you in part tonight by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. They're proud to sponsor Evergreen Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Still to come tonight, Everest Hockey, as they take on Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs right here. And tomorrow it will be four games for you. Basketball, hockey. Starting with East and Chippewa Falls. Pre-game show at 10:45 tomorrow morning. That'll be followed by Everest Hockey. Then it'll be Everest Boys Basketball against Eau Claire Memorial. 4 o'clock pregame, 4:15 tip. And then to finish things out, Everest with their second hockey game of the day tomorrow. It'll be interesting to hear Chris Conley's report on if they have any legs left to play a second game in one day. You don't normally see that in hockey. It should be very interesting. Luke Stanley with it. Heck, you don't even see basketball teams play two games in one day usually. Very rarely, if at all. Here's Stanley. He's going to drive down the lane. Feed a cutter that Schwartz is going to lay. Stanley penetrated, laid it off for Hayden Schwartz, and he laid it up and in. 51-47, 47 seconds remaining. Sierakowski with it. He drives the baseline, throws it up off the glass. Nice drive by Sierakowski, and he lays it up and in. 51-49. Everest needs to stop or steal here. See if they decide to foul. Now, but now he's going to throw it away. A save from going out of bounds. And Menominee called the timeout. They almost threw that one away, but a quick timeout called by Menominee. And it will be with 28.4 seconds to play. They have the lead and the basketball, but now the problem is there's only 14 fouls on the Evergreens, so they're going to have to foul three times in order to get Menominee to the line, and that's going to use up a lot of the remaining time here. 14 fouls for each team in a two-point game. So let's see if Coach Echol decides to foul quickly three times or go for the steal. I mean, you almost have to. If you're going to foul, you got to do it quickly because there's only 28.4 seconds remaining. And to get three fouls done, that's probably going to take at least 10 seconds. And that's if Menominee doesn't pass over the top and get the ball away from the guy you're trying to foul. They could very easily run a big chunk of this time off before one foul is even committed. To get three done is going to be very tough. So we'll see what they're able to do here when Menominee inbounds the basketball. 51-49, Menominee with the lead and the ball. For the Evergreens, it's going to be Cornish, Peterson, Sierakowski. Austin Behrens is in the game. He's played sparingly earlier, but he's in there now, and Mangrinson's back in. So now he looks to inbound. It's still looking. Now they will get it in and quickly a foul. That's one. And they didn't use very much time right there. 26.9 seconds remaining. That's good. See if they can do that again. They quickly fouled the man that caught the inbound pass. Now they got to do it twice more to get Menominee to the line. Five team fouls on the Evergreen. He looks to inbound it again. They double-team the man in the backcourt. Now they get it in quick. Oh, they tried to foul him, and they wouldn't call it. Now they do it, call a foul. Man, they bumped him pretty good and wouldn't call a foul. So now the second one is called. 16 fouls. Clock, though, down to 22.2 seconds to play. So now the next foul will send Menominee to the line. You got to hope they miss free throws if you're an Evergreen fan. Menominee looks to inbound, and they had a backdoor play, so that didn't get him the ball. Now they quickly foul the inbound man. That didn't take much time at all. Pretty good job of the Evergreens of getting those fouls done. Still 21.3 seconds remaining in the game. And now the guy they have on the line is Luke Stanley, who's their high scorer. And he is 5 out of 6 from the line tonight. and he'll get a 1-1 here. What you need to do is that. You obviously need to get a rebound if there is one, but there isn't on the first one. He makes it 52-49. Big one right here. 3-point game right now. He makes this, and it's going to be tough. Weir's going to come into the game for his 3-point shooting. Sierkowski will take a seat. Kurtenbach's coming back in, and Behrens will take a seat. So Luke Stanley will shoot his second foul shot. That's going to back back and no good. The long rebound kept it alive. Still loose. Knocked out of bounds. Oh, they're going to get the ball to Everett. Everett's got a break. That was clearly knocked out of bounds by one of the Evergreens, but they're going to give Everett the ball. And a timeout called by AC Everett, so they're going to get a chance here to tie this game. That was not a good call at all by the Dower official, because that ball was clearly knocked out of bounds by one of the Evergreens, but they get the call and the ball here, and now they have a chance to tie with 19.1 seconds remaining. 52-49, 3-point game. Stanley couldn't ice it with that four-point lead if he would have knocked that free throw down, and Everest caught a break and gets the ball here. So now you kind of think they would like to get either Weir or Peterson or Van Grinsven open for a three-pointer here if they can. That's probably what they're going to try to set up. That's what you'd like to see anyway, the ball in one of their hands. A two-point shot really doesn't do a whole lot for you at this point. You almost have to go for the tie here with the three ball. And unless you think they're going to miss some more free throws, but I wouldn't put the game in that hands. I would put the game in the hands of your three-point shooters right here and try to get a tie. Now when the coach is talking to the officials about that call, the official who didn't make the call, one who did is standing with the ball underneath the basket waiting for Everest to inbound it. They've got to go the length of the court, down three, 19.1 seconds remaining. And Grinsven will inbound in, get it in to Peterson, who will bring it ahead. Peterson into the front court, 14 seconds, gets a screen, Peterson gets it to Weir, he's open, he shoots! And it's off the rim, no good. Couldn't lock the rebound up and in. And quickly a timeout called by Everest with 6.3 seconds to go. Well, they didn't get what they wanted. Weir missed the three, but Kurtenbach got the offensive rebound and put it up and in. It's a one-point game, but only 6.3 seconds remain. So now you need a quick steal or a foul and hope that Menominee will miss foul shots here. 52-51. It was a good offensive rebound by Kurtenbach. Weir got an open look from about 2 steps behind the line out on top, and he missed it to the left. And Kurtenbach was there to get the rebound and the putback. 6.3 seconds remaining. 52-51. Menominee with the lead. Everest led at halftime in this one, 29-26. But a big third quarter for Menominee. And they led at the end of three, 41-37. Third quarter was the difference in this one. Menominee hit 7 baskets, a 15-point quarter in the third for the Mustangs. All right. Menominee will inbound it. Everest has Behrens back out there with Sierkowski, Van Grinsven, Peterson, and Chris Cornish. Menominee looks to get it in. Still looking. Now he will, and quickly the foul is committed with 5.2 seconds remaining. And it will be the sophomore, Nate Stanley, who will head to the line to shoot a 1-1. And Grinsven with the foul. Stanley has 11 points, but none here in the fourth quarter. But, boy, he can hit a couple of big ones here. And Everest will have a chance to tie with a three ball with 5.2 seconds remaining. Timeout called by the Evergreens. We'll keep it right here. Everest basketball is brought to you in part tonight by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Also by The Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Everest playing 2 games this weekend and also 2 games next weekend. They are going to be taking on both La Crosse Central and La Crosse Logan. And Central, at least, has played very well this season. I was looking at some of the scores that they put up. They beat somebody in this tournament. really bad. It might have been Eau Claire North. I'll have to double-check that. But it's going to be a handful for the Evergreens next weekend when they take on, I believe it's Central on Saturday and Logan on Central on Friday and Logan on Saturday. Dave Stanley's first foul shot, up and in. 2-point game. This is this one. Everest would have a chance to win with a 3-ball at the buzzer. It's on the way. He did not no good, and the rebound grabbed by Behrens. He wants to hurry ahead. Gets the pass ahead. It's foul. Are we going to get a foul? Yes. The foul is going to be called on Menominee as a non-shooting foul with 6/10 of a second to play, so Everest will have a chance to inbound it and try to shoot a 3 here. Or a 2. They can get a 2 to tie. It's 53-51, 6/10 of a second to play. They had a break. Behrens pushed it ahead. He got it to Cornish, who got fouled as he was trying to pass the ball. So now Everest will have to inbound it. Now the officials are conferring about what this is going to be. Might are they going to call a travel or a foul? So they're going to decide what to put back on the clock. It's going to be 1.6 seconds on the clock here for the Evergreens. So now, we will have time to catch and shoot here. Are they going to go for 3 in the win or 2 in the tie? Let's see what they can get here. Sierakowski is going to inbound it. And we're getting a timeout call by Menominee. All right, we'll keep it right here. It's going to be an exciting end of this game one way or the other as Stanley missed that second foul shot. Everest got the rebound. Behrens pushed it up nicely up the far sideline, got the pass ahead to Cornish near his own free throw line, and he had it knocked away from behind, but they called the foul, but Menominee only had 14 fouls, so no shots coming. Everest has to inbound it here with a chance to tie or win. Tie with a 2, win it with a 3. 1.6 seconds remaining. So it looks like they're going to put Weir back out there for his 3-ball shooting. Sierakowski is going to be out there. Peterson, Van Grinsven, and Cornish. Sierakowski will inbound it under Everest's own basket. See if they have a nice setup play off the inbound play to get a layup to tie. Sierakowski looking, still looking. Gets it out to Weir. Weir has it taken away, and the game is over. They don't get a shot away, and that's how it will end. The one clock says 9/10 of a second remaining on the clock. But the horn is sounded. 9/10 of a second. The referees have left the court. The game is over. That's a clock malfunction or what? The horn is sounded. 9/10 of a second remain on the clock. So it's either a clock malfunction. Now the referees are coming back out. Got to be a malfunction with either the clock or the horn. And if there's 9/10 of a second remaining on the clock, they inbounded the ball to Weir out near the top of the key. He had it knocked away. There had to be more than 7/10 of a second that came off the clock there. I've got to believe it's a clock malfunction. But we'll see if they're going to give Everest another chance here. I don't think that they are. It's going to be over here the way it looks. They're talking to Corey Echo about it. He doesn't seem to be too enthused about what they're going to come to the decision. Now the Menominee Athletic Director is out there talking to the scoreboard and horn operator. Horn sounded. But 9/10 of a second remain on the clock. They're still talking about it. Will they give Everest another chance to inbound it? I still say that probably more than 7/10 of a second had to tick off by the time that ball was knocked out of Weir's hands. But nobody had the basketball anyway. I'm not sure what the discussion is going to be about because Menominee's got the ball anyway. All they're going to have to do is inbound it and the game will be over anyway. And that's going to be the end of the game. They're going to wave it off and say that it was a malfunction. And the game comes to an end. And Menominee will win it by a score of 53-51. We'll come back and recap the scoring after this. You're listening to Everest Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
We are Buckhorn! Tom King back here at Valley High School as we wrap up day one of the Big Rivers Wisconsin Valley Conference Holiday Challenge. And the Evergreens come up short here tonight in boys hoops, 53-51 the final. Let's recap the scoring. Menominee was led by Luke Stanley. He had 18. They couldn't do much with him tonight. And his younger brother Nate had 12. So 20, make that 30 of their 53 points came from the two brothers, Luke and Nate Stanley. Also scoring for Menominee, Mo Oval had 6, 8 for Mitch Stye, 1 for Rich Stewart, and 4 for Hayden Schwartz. Actually, 6 for Hayden Schwartz in this one. Menominee's 19 out of 38 from the field, 14 of 19 from the line, and just 3 turnovers in the game. The difference at the free throw line, Menominee got to the free throw line 19 times, Everest only 9. And made 6. They were outscored at the free throw line 14-6. For the Evergreens, they were led by Grant Van Grinsven. He had 12, 11 for Chris Cornish, 10 for Kyle Kurtenbach. Nick Sierakowski had 6, 6 for Stephen Weir, 4 for Riley Peterson, 2 for Austin Behrens. Everest 21 of 40 from the field and 6 of 9 from the line. And they only turned the ball over 3 times. So you shoot over 50% from the field and you lose. And the difference, as I said, at the free throw line where they were outscored 14-6. But just an incredibly well-played game when you think about it. 6 turnovers combined for these two teams. I can't remember a game where there were that few turnovers in the entire game. But that's what I've got here tonight. 3 for each team in this one. With the win, Menominee will go 5-3 overall. And with the loss, Everest drops to 3-5 overall. The Evergreens back in action tomorrow, taking on Eau Claire Memorial. That's a 4:15 game, and we'll have it for you right here, pregame show at 4 o'clock, following Everest hockey. It's a 4-game day tomorrow, starting with boys basketball, the East Lumberjacks and Chi High. Tomorrow morning, 10:45 pregame, 11 o'clock tip. Then Everest hockey, then Everest boys basketball, then Everest hockey again. And still to come tonight, DC Everest hockey. Chris Connolly on the call as the Evergreens will face Bottleac St. Mary Springs in Antigo. So we'll get you out to that shortly. That's going to wrap things up here from Menominee. Thanks to Crystal Waters, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again, and thank you for listening. Your scores today, Wausau East wins our first matchup as they knock off Eau Claire North 46-41, and the Evergreens come up short in this one, losing to Menominee by 2, 53-51. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Everest Boys Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.